My name is Billy Phillips and I am Project Officer, Audience Engagement and Learning at the NGV. For this series, I'm going to tell you about Lucrezia Borgia, depicted in this work by Dosso Dossi and Battista Dossi from 1519 to 30. A daughter of Italian papal royalty, high-ranking in society, Lucrezia, 1480 to 1519, is often historically considered either a victim of patriarchal scheming or a conniving seductress. Married three times for political advantage, Lucrezia's story is awash with tales of poisoned husbands and incest. After the attempted and then successful assassination of her first and second husbands, allegedly at the request of her elder brother, rumours suggested the siblings had grown into lovers. Yet the vision of her reputation positions her as neither pawn nor siren. Evidence suggests that when her father, the Pope, was absent from Rome, it was Lucrezia who led the papal court, making her a uniquely powerful woman for the late 1400s. Around 1501, when Lucrezia married her third husband, the Duke of Ferrara, the bulk of writing about her focused on the Duchess's piety, beauty, and motherliness. Yet, financial records suggest Lucrezia independently pursued a series of financial projects that led to the agricultural reinvigoration of Ferrara. This type of investment of her own stipends and jewellery to fund the reclamation of wetlands for agricultural use was unprecedented. Today, we reflect on Lucrezia's contribution and reevaluate the historical dichotomies of her legacy.